We'll pray. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we thank and praise you for that everlasting life that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, that as we receive your Son, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior, we will live eternally with you. Oh, Lord, we thank and praise you for this TMC call where we can get together and be enriched and enhanced as believers as we begin our day, oh, God. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we thank you that they gave, as I was speaking earlier, they gave of their time, they gave of their talents, they gave of their treasure to start this call. Father, and look at where we are today. Oh, Lord, will you just add doubly to them, Lord, your favor, your blessings upon them and their entire household. Oh, Lord, that you guide and direct their footsteps, may be spirit-led in everything they do. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, for Artists International, because they too gave, oh, God. And, Father, that is why we are all here today on this call, lifting up the Diaz de Leon family, lifting up Artists International from the smallest to the greatest, Lord. So we thank you for them. Lord, we thank you so much for our speaker who will bring a word that we know will be soothing to our hearts today, that will be comforting, oh, God, that will be everything that we need. Father, would you please bless the speaker in Jesus' name? Will you please, oh, God, touch them, oh, God, and just prepare them and give them everything they need. And, Father, as they deliver the message, it's all of you and none of them in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we bind that old slew-footed devil in the name of Jesus, for he has no purpose on this call. He has no kindred spirit, nor his cohorts with us. So, Father, we are again taking authority. We know that you have told us we can crush him under our feet because we have the authority and the right to do so. So we have done that, kicked him off this call, kicked him off this line, that this call will go forth with clarity. And we will be not only hearers of your word, but doers as well. We give you praise, and we call it done. And we thank you for each and every person, Lord, who is here this morning, each and every family member. You know exactly what they're standing in need of, from the bereaved to those who are lifting up those who may not be, who are ill. We lift them up, for all are blessed to be well, and we give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Let's go out and have a wonderful weekend. Be a blessing to someone. Give of our time, our treasures, and our talents, because God so loved the world that he gave to us. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us on this for God so loved the world Friday. And thank you for that awesome tag. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you on this day 4 of our 40-day fast and this Friday that God has made. Welcome to Master's Call. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you. This call has been moving forth mightily every single Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010, and God has definitely been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here in this telecommunication sanctuary on the Master's Call. If you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome you and want to let you know that we have a website that you could go to where all of our bios and all of our messages have been archived. Please visit www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and also this call has an email, and we have been asked at the beginning of this year to give 5 things that we are believing God for in 2016. So please send us an email immediately to info at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And that email, you can also send in your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. Or if you have questions, they can be sent into that email as well. Immediately following this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And on this morning, it's a very special day. We will be celebrating the visionary of the new morning motivational call, Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook. And so we invite you to the celebration. It will be immediately following for some of us, part two of this call, or some of you may head right on over there. Also, on that call today, we will be taking your questions, any questions that you have regarding your artist international business, then those questions will be answered. The telephone number for you to dial into is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539598#. Please put on your calendar, February the 16th and 17th, 2016, will be the Artist International 2016 kickoff that will be happening in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Planet Hollywood Hotel. We want to see all of you in the house. It's going to be a great time with Artist International. So many new products and great things will be coming forth, and we want to make sure that you're plugged in. So check for flights, especially on Wednesday, and we hope to see you there in Las Vegas. Well, I'm going to give you some additional information at the end of this call, but at this time, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker today, she is definitely a jewel. A diamond in the making, a platinum in the making, and Artist International. She is a part of my artist team, and I love her so much because she is taking that 72-hour weight loss system to a whole nother level. Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada is a humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York, with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and a grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She is the co-founder of a ministry called Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. She is also co-founder of Arago Productions, along with her husband, Doug. She is a teacher of the Word of God, and she wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, and apply the Word, and live the Word in your life. So at this time, without further ado, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the phenomenal Minister Ada Levette Grace. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, my beautiful, wonderful sister, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it
away. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. Thank you for all that you do for the body of Christ and for TMC and Artists International. I so love and appreciate you being my direct upline, my future royal platinum president, and I receive all that you spoke over me. Yes, I am so excited. And right where you are, dearly beloved brother and sister, I want you to repeat after me. I've got to move. Let me say that one more time. And if you didn't do it, I want you just to be obedient and listen to me. And I want you to say out loud, I've got to move. Yes, I am so excited. You talking about a fresh word for you and me today. I was so challenged. I was on my way from Pittsburgh on yesterday, and I had been started to prepare for this message earlier in the week, and I was so physically challenged in my body on yesterday. I was saying, Lord, you must get something good for us, because whenever there are times when I know some of you ministers on the line can attest to this, that when you are about to bring forth a word that you know that can change somebody's life, a lot of times you are attacked. Sometimes it's physically, sometimes it's through a loved one or a friend. But I recognized what was going on, and I anointed my own self and prayed over my own self. And I believe that God is never a disappointment. I also want to acknowledge my big spiritual sister, a lady who really introduced me to Artists International, but who is my mentor, my big sister, Willa Peterson. And thank you for that tag, "For God so loved me." When you read the word of God, make it personal. "For God so loved the world," that includes you. Amen. Well, that is the title of my message this morning. I'm going to stay within my allotted time, so we're going to get started. I've got to move. Moving forward is the fresh word that the Lord put on my heart this morning, and I really believe that when you think of moving, if you will, many of us have experienced physical movement. I believe Pastor Vanessa has recently moved. Dr. PK has gone through a move. Willa, my big sister Willa, has moved. I have moved several times in the last few years. So what is it? How do we embrace the newness of 2016? How do we start this year off with that excitement when you watch and think about going into a new year? There's such an excitement. There is a hope. And the scripture that I want you to turn to is Philippians, the third chapter and the 13th verse. And if you're at work or you can't get to it, you can write it down or listen to the playback. I really believe that this is going to bless you. So let me just calm myself down and just say a quick prayer for myself. Father God, I thank you for an opportunity to come before these, your people. I step down now, Lord, and allow the Holy Spirit to come forth and minister as you desire. No longer Ada Levette, but now let it be all your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I hate to move. I hate to physically move when I think of in changing residence. You know, when you think about moving, you have to pack boxes. You got to get everything together, and you got to call the moving companies. And a lot of times you don't realize just how much stuff you have accumulated in your home. Hello, somebody. Until you begin to plan to move, and then you realize all the stuff that you got. And God just really wants us, in order for us to accomplish the goals that we have before us, it's time to move. And so this text of scripture is a very familiar text, so let me read it for you. Philippians, the third chapter and the 13th verse. It says, brethren and sisters, that's what that means. I do not regard myself as having laid a hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And we're going to look at some movers in the Bible. My question to you this morning is, are you a mover? Are you a mover this morning? If we were to look at the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a move is to change or cause to change position or posture, to take a cause or take action, to show marked activity, to change one's residence. And then when we look at forward, it's simply to or toward what is ahead. The first mover that we're going to look at is Abraham. Oh, yes. Say, Abraham was a mover. If I could hear you, I like to talk, and then I like to hear a response. So I know that for the clarity of this call, you can only hear me. But I want you to say, when I say to say these things, to say them out loud, because they will bless you. But what I want you to say right where you are is, Abraham was a mover. Yes, he was. Now, you don't have to turn there if you don't want to, but in my Bible, it's on page 21. Let me read this to you, Genesis 12, 1 through 4. Now, the Lord said unto Abram, go forth from your country, from your relatives, and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in all the families of the earth will be blessed. And look at Abraham's response, verse 4. So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Aram. Let me talk to you about that for a moment. I don't care how old you are. When God tells you to do something, especially when it is requirement of a move, just be obedient. Abram hadn't became Abraham. You read a little bit further and you'll see how God does change Abram's name from Abram to Abraham. But we're talking about movers in the Word of God. And what I want to say is, obedience is important. In order for you to receive the blessings, the rewards, what God has for you, you must be willing to be obedient. Amen, somebody. Let's look at another mover. I always like to mix things up to make sure that we're looking at some males and some females. So the next mover that I so love to talk about is Ruth. Oh, yes. Say, Ruth was a mover. Yes, she was. Now, in my Bible, it's on page 348. Let me go there. Let's see. I don't know what page is going to be on for yours. But we're going to just look at one verse in there, Ruth 1 and the 16th verse. I just love this. Now, let me just paraphrase the time. Ruth and Orpah are the daughters of Naomi. All of their husbands have died. And now there is a decision that Naomi has made to go back to her old country. And Orpah and Ruth have to make a decision as to what they're going to do. Now, Orpah decided, hey, nice knowing you, mother. I love you. I appreciate you. But I'm going on back. But let's look at Ruth's response, verse 16. But Ruth said, do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. Oh, amen, somebody. I tell you, when I think about Ruth, Ruth was going with Naomi to be of service. To be of service to her, being she was the old, Naomi was the older woman. And what I love about Ruth, when you do the research of Ruth, Ruth had came from a pagan background. By the way, Ruth is in the lineage of Jesus Christ. But Ruth was going with Naomi to serve Naomi. And what she said here is that your people will be my people. See, you already know what's behind. You already know where she came from. Ruth decided to have an adventure and say, I am going to go and I'm going to go with you. Naomi was Ruth's mother-in-law. I'm sorry. So let me just clarify that. Sometimes I move too fast. Naomi and Ruth were Naomi's daughter-in-laws. And Naomi's husband and Ruth and Orpah were married to her sons. And now they were three widows here. So let me just clarify that. But anyway, so there was a lot of devastation, a lot of hurt, a lot of suffering. And Naomi had decided to go back to her old country, and Ruth decided to go with her. So what I want to say, when you read that story, and I love the story of Ruth, you see how Ruth is a servant. She is going with Naomi to be of service to Naomi. And when you read along further, you will see that Ruth is rewarded and blessed with a Boaz. Now, the last mover that we're going to look at for the sake of time is Jesus. Say, Jesus was a mover. Oh, yes, he was. Right where you are, say, Jesus was a mover. Let's see here, 1489 is where I put that bookmark. Yes, praise God for the movers. I've got to move. You've got to move. We've got to move, people. It is time to move. It's time for me to move from one rank to the next rank. I've been at the rank that I'm at a little too long. It's time to move. Amen. I'm just going to read one scripture for you, but when you study the life of Jesus, you can see that Jesus went here and there preaching and teaching and healing. And verse in Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13 and the 22nd verse, it says, and he was passing through from one city and village to another, teaching and proceeding on his way to Jerusalem. That's Luke 13 and 22nd verse. Yes, Jesus was a mover. And Jesus knew what his purpose and call on his life was. And he came to this earth to die. I don't know about you, but it seemed like Christmas just moves a little bit too quickly for me. So I usually have to continue to lavish on the story of Jesus for months after Christmas, because I can't get enough of a Jesus. Amen. And so we looked at a couple of movers here. So what are some things that I want you to really take away from today? The first thing that I want you to understand is that you do not have to be afraid to move. Don't make excuses. Don't try to, when God tells you to move, you've got to be obedient. If you read Deuteronomy the 31st, 31, 8, I got down here Psalms 91, 4, and 5, and Isaiah 41, 10. Do not be afraid. Number two, the takeaway that I want you, when you look at the lives of the movers we briefly looked at today, is obedience. When you obey, it produces a lifestyle of peace and reward. Amen, somebody. And I have down here Deuteronomy 6 and 18, John 15 and 10. I tell you, whenever God gives me an unction through the Holy Spirit to call somebody or to pray for someone, I have learned to, with a quickness, to obey. And we saw with Abram that when God told him to do something, in verse 4, it said he went. It just simply said he went. God told him to go, and he went. And then the last takeaway that I want you to take away from this today is to serve the Lord faithfully as you are going through your different movements, as you have changed residence. Take the Lord with you. Read Proverbs 16 and 3, Psalms 92 and 12, and John 15 and 5. It's time to move. I've got to move. You've got to move. And not only, maybe God is not having you to physically change your residence, but he may have you moving out of a certain circle of friends. Hello, somebody. He may have you moving from some of the habits and things that you have that have become habit in your life that he's telling you is time to move away from that. And so today, I really want you to take some time and examine your own life and ask the Lord, say, Lord, where and how and what do you want me to move? And so at this time, for the sake of time, I could stay with you a little bit longer if I could, but I want to be respectful. I'm going to turn the call back over to our wonderful host, Tiffany Lauderdale.
Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful message, Minister Ada. I, Tiffany, have to move. So I hope you guys spoke that and decreed it and declared it into the atmosphere. Powerful. Thank you so much, woman of God. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for part one of this call. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we just thank you. We thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, for purpose, and we thank you for the plans that you have for our life, that you know, God, and that you are manifesting here in our lives in 2016. We thank you for each and every single caller who has dialed into this, the Master's Call. And we pray right now that your favor, your blessings, and increase will be upon their lives, Father, that the doors that they walk into, favor will go before them, that the doors that they close, that favor will go behind them, God, that favor will surround them in every situation this day. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because we are more than conquerors, Father. So we thank you for the message that went forth this morning, God, that we have to move. We gotta move. We must move, and we must move now, God, straight from the throne room, straight from you. And we thank you that you are setting us up for breakthrough. What we thought was setback was breakthrough, and we thank you for the breakthroughs in our life, God. We thank you for being our comforter. We thank you for being our refuge. We thank you for being our peace. We thank you for being our hope. We thank you, God, for being our joy. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you, God, because you have been all of that and more, Father. So on this Friday, the second Friday of 2016, God, where we know that your glory will be seen in each of us, we just surrender to you. We submit to you, and we promise to obey your will. We promise to be those great ministers in the marketplace that you have called for us to be, oh God. We speak increase over Artist International. We speak that those who have written down on their plans that they will be in Las Vegas in 2016, that you would align everything up so that it will be done. It shall be done. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood right now over every situation and every circumstance that may hinder us mentally, physically, and spiritually in the name of Jesus, Father. And so we love you today. We bless you today. We honor you today. We celebrate you today, God. And we will go out and share you with others, because without you, everything is impossible, but with you, everything is possible. These things I decree and I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, and they are done. And I speak peace, comfort, and strength over those who have loved ones who have gone on to be with you, God, who have transitioned from this place into another one. And may your peace rest upon us in this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. Please remember that this is Friday, which means that we open up the line shortly to hear your praise reports, prayer requests, and testimonies. So please stay on the line. Also, if you will not be staying on the line, then hopefully you will be going over to the new morning motivational call. Well, we will be celebrating our own, the phenomenal Godmother, Platinum First English Speaking Market President in Artist International, Godmother Dorothy Cook. That telephone number is 641-715-3865. The access code is 539598#. If you want to go back to this message to hear the replay, the number is 712-432-1085. The access code is 539598#. Also, don't forget, today is day 4 of our 40-day corporate fast for Artists International. Please visit our website to see the information on what you should and should not do and what you should be praying during this time of our fast. That would be www.themasterscall.net. At the very top, it says corporate fast. Just go ahead and click on the icon, and it will give you the information. We are definitely believing God for greater and new things in 2016 with our corporate fast, that his glory will be seen through each and every single one of us. Save the date, February the 16th and 17th, Las Vegas, Nevada, Planet Hollywood. You can register today. Please check your back office. And if you're not a part of Artist International and you have a desire to be, please get back with the person that invited you to this call so that they can share with you how an appointment with artists can absolutely change your life, but only if you let it. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us this morning. Minister Ada Levette Grace, thank you so, so much. And this is how the end of this call will roll out. And thank you, thank you, thank you to each of you who have dialed into this call. The next voice that you will hear will be the benediction given by Minister Ada Levette Grace. And then following her benediction prayer, the next voice that you will hear will be the victorious, phenomenal woman who walks and teaches and speaks in excellence, our co-founder here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon.
Father God, thank you. Thank you so much for the Master's Call. Thank you for allowing me to be your servant this morning. I pray for these, your people, Lord God. I pray that they would have a spirit of excitement as you move them from where they are and where you are taking them to be. Give them the courage. Give them the stamina to move now. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Over to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon.
Thank you. Thank you for that awesome work, Minister Ada. You are right. Moving is a challenge, but moving is new beginnings. And that word is such a rhema for me now as I physically move. And then spiritually, we're in the phase of a new move of God in this new year, in this new season. So we praise God for you, for that word. Minister Tiffany, thank you for your love, your energy, your commitment, and your loyalty to God and then to the Master's Call and Artists. We are forever grateful for your presence. Minister Willa, my praying machine. I'm not going to add that other letter. So we just thank God for you as you cover us, as you saluted the people of God as they came and took us seat in this telecommunications sanctuary. We praise God for you, the entire artist family, TMC family. We do not take it for granted when you take time to press on the call each and every morning. Well, this is our Friday where Dr. P.K. Roberts and I, from the very beginning of this call, felt that there should be a day that we dedicate to open up the lines and to pray and to praise God for what he's doing in our lives. We're going to take your prayer requests and prayer supports and then inviting everyone to head on over to the MMC call today. As Minister Tiffany said, it's a very special day. Really, tomorrow is the actual day of the birthday of our godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook, who we just so adore and thank God for all she has done, is doing, and will do for our artist family. So we are celebrating her. We're also doing something that went so, so, so well yesterday, and we're looking forward to part two today. We had a Q&A, questions and answers of questions and concerns and just some great information that was given to us through the call from different leaders. It was powerful. So part two is this morning. So let's right now open up the line. Here from any of you all who would like to have a prayer request or a praise report, all you have to do is hit star 6, then 1, and it will bring you into the queue. So again, star 6 and then 1. We are excited. Day 4 of our corporate staff. I tell you, when I say God has been speaking, as I call it, a megaphone from heaven to me, and just been really revelating some awesome things in my spirit. I have been on an all-liquid fast since it began on the 5th, doing a little Nutri-Shake and just really quieting myself, which is very, very hard for my schedule. But I just knew that I had to take the time and make the time so, as Minister Ada says, so I can move strategically and correctly in the timing and the will of God. So we're encouraging all of you. We're all part of artists, but or more so you're part of the body of Christ, to turn down your plate and pass and talk to your daddy God, to send into our masterscall.net. I'm talking while I'm waiting for folks to come into the queue. And if not, we will just go into prayer and then move on over to the MMC call. But we're encouraging everyone to send your top 5 prayer petitions as you're fasting, as you're doing your part. Because, see, I want to remind people, this is, he is an if-then God. if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. So if we do our part of praying, of fasting, then we know God will show up and show out. For some of us, this is a new thing. So let's take it a day and a step at a time. For others of us who've been fasting and praying for years, let's continue to keep those muscles in shape and in toned up. So we're asking you to send your 5 requests to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And we consider it an honor to cover you, to lift you up, to bombard heaven and pray, knowing that God will do the exceeding abundantly above for all of us as we petition in prayer. Prayer is a dialogue. We talk to God, but he does have some answers. He talks back to us. And so we just thank God for all he's doing in this season. So if you haven't started with us, it's never too late to turn down the plate. Never too late to turn down the plate. That's the series there, Dr. PK. I hear that thing. And we can continue and start now. And we're going, for some of us, 21 days to the 26th of this month. For some of us, we're going to go all the way for the 40 days, all the way to February 13th. So this is your opportunity to commune with God on a level like never before. Well, no one's coming to queue, so we're just going to go on and go to the prayer. Father God, I just thank you in this season of consecration and rededication and focus to hear your voice. And you told us in John 10, like the sheep know their shepherd's voice, and we, your sheep, will know your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. We thank you, Daddy God, for being all that you've been in our lives. We thank you again for another year, another opportunity to get it right, to do it right, to sit in your presence and feel your power come into us, not just for goosebumps, but to go out and make a difference in our world, in our circle of influence. So we thank you that you know the prayer requests, the spoken and the unspoken. We thank you, even as Minister Tiffany prayed for those many dear members who have lost beloved loved ones recently. We continue to call out Dr. Jocelyn Henderson's name, Dr. J, with the homegoing of her mother. We continue to call out co-pastor LaVonya Lewis with the homegoing of her brother and cousin and his girlfriend. We, Father, could continue to call out Pastor Candy Delano with the homegoing of her husband, Stan. We continue, Daddy God, to just call out the names of those who are in our circle of influence, but you know them all. Touch their hearts, strengthen them, keep them, be their comforter, give them that peace that surpasses all their understanding. And I just thank you, God, for those of us who said, okay, it's a new year. I'm ready, God, to do it your way. I'm ready to surrender. I'm ready to say a complete yes, not a conditional yes, but a complete yes. And with the paraclete, the helper paraclete means you walk alongside of me with all of heaven backing me up. I thank you as I press in to the Holy of Holies, to that secret place in you. Revelate to my mind, to my understanding, your divine will. Don't want any more good ideas. Don't want any more okay ideas. We want the precise, concise God ideas. Because when we flow in your God ideas, they're already anointed. When we flow in your God ideas, you've already gone before us and made the crooked pathway straight. When we embrace the God ideas, all of heaven says, I got your back. When we embrace the God ideas, we get the mind of Christ. We get your mind. We get a download of your strategies. We get a download of your insight, your perspective from a heavenly view. So we thank you, Father God, for each and every person on this line that makes up our Master's Call family, that makes up our Artists International family, that makes up our body of Christ. We take the commission to go out with the mission to be your ministers in the marketplace. So today, order our steps. today. Give us the strategic opportunities that only you could do. You know, those Holy Ghost hookups, Father. We thank you that we look up and say, now how did that happen? But God, we thank you today that we're embracing the new beginning. We're ready to move with you, as Minister Ada spoke so eloquently. Pour back virtue into your mouthpiece this morning. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of her. Touch her body with the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue. So I just thank you, Daddy God, for all in this family. We lift up our beloved Dorothy Cook today, as she will tomorrow celebrate another year of life. Continue to bless her as the visionary that she has been, the leader that she has been. Father, we thank you for her heart, though not perfect, but her heart sincere to want to always help others get to that place called success in you. So bless her. Let her feel the love. Let her feel all the appreciation of her artist family today like never before. Now, Father, I thank you as we end this call. We thank you that in this year we decree and declare to the heavens, ha, in 2016, in me, the glory of God is being seen. God, it's going to the kabod. I'm going to take on the weightiness of your glory, the glory that Jehovah Lakedish burns out all the stuff in me that shouldn't be there. Father, when the glory of God shows up in my life, I won't major on the minor things anymore. I'll keep focused. I'll stay faithful. I'll be firm in my commitment to you. When the glory of God illuminates out of me, I don't have to have on a Jesus pin. I don't have to have on a Dura bumper sticker. They'll know that there's something about me, and it's your glory that's on me that draws others to me as I point them to you. So as we seal this time of prayer, as we seal this time of intercession, we thank you, God, for every one of our family who is fasting, who is praying, who is petitioning heaven, who is affirming the atmosphere and anointing of their lives by your word and your word that never returns void. We thank you now for the victory. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for what you're doing in us. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. God, you're stretching us. Let us be those eagles spreading our wings, and the ruah, the breath of God, blow us as we move to a higher place in you, so that we can see with the eyes of faith what you have for us, so that we can be fortified to know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there's no fear, because I'm full of faith in you. So as we go out today, we're excited, we're encouraged, we're empowered to know that we can, we shall do all things because you and you alone have strengthened us. Now we decree it, we declare it in our lives that it is done and it is so in Jesus' name and by the blood. We're going forth in you. Amen, amen, amen. Love each and every one of you so much. Thank you for being with us on this faithful Friday. Have an extremely blessed weekend. And we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday, and many hopefully will hear you on the MMC call. Be blessed. Have a blessed day and weekend. Bye-bye. Amen.